Welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. This show is a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. The reason we do this show is for community, not because any of us are music experts, but rather because we believe that music helps shape community. And that's something that's really important to all of us at the Anazal Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Knoll. I am the producer of this show. I say producer and not host because this show has no host. It has no schedule. It has no format. You are just as much the host as I am. If you would like to find out how you could lead your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, then listen to the end of the show for an invitation to lead your own conversation on this podcast. We hope you enjoy this show with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. Hey guys, welcome to Some Joyful Noises. It's going to be a fun one. I'm Joshua Knoll. I'll be leading this discussion. I was a host, but there is no host to this podcast, even though it seems like I'm the host. Anyone, in fact, can submit an episode, talk about music, and we'll throw it up here for you. If you want to do your own episode, just let us know. This is kind of the music dumping ground for the Anazal Podcast Network. So if you follow the network, you'll see a lot of the other hosts, not just me, Christian Ashley, Will Rose, Brandon Knight. We'll do stuff here. Some of the other podcasts, if we have music-related episodes, we'll just kind of cross-share it over here. This is a place for music. So if you're out there, you want to talk about music on the Anazal Podcast Network, submit me something. I'll upload it here to Some Joyful Noises. Today, though, I'm going to be talking about songs I like to listen to around this time of the year, with Earth Day and Arbor Day coming up in the same week this year. So we're celebrating Green Week. We're going to have some... You're not going to believe some of this. We're in a little bit of Coldplay, Counting Crows, Lil Dicky, Passenger. That one you're going to believe because it's me. Also, Robin Williams, Zac Efron, because I'm going to get a little animated here. That's a pun. Don't worry about it. We're going to do one song from Ferngully, one song from Dr. Seuss movie. My brain's Lorax, the Lorax. Yeah. So this is what we're going to be doing here today. It's going to be fun. And we're just going to be keeping it noisy. Because I don't know that much about music. I'm not like a professional. I don't listen to a lot of music growing up. I wasn't allowed to listen to a lot of music. And I still, like, all the time, I'm discovering stuff that I should have known that I just don't. But what I do know is that music's important for building community. You know that from studying culture, you know, humans, the Bible even. You know, you go to the Psalms. Music's always been important for forming community and forming our values together as shared values, shared community. Music's always central to that. So we want to have a place for that on the network. That's why we're doing this, even though, again, I'm not an expert on these things at all. That said, I'm going to do the obligatory subscribe, rate, review, that stuff. If you're following Some Joyful Noises, we appreciate it. You kind of have to subscribe if you want to hear episodes, because this is a music podcast without any rhyme, rhythm, or reason. So if you want to know when the next episode drops, you're not going to know if you're not subscribed, because there's not like a schedule. Just kind of when we feel like it. So you got to subscribe so you get those little notifications, no new episodes drop. And we appreciate if you rate and review, because again, this show is really just spread from you guys. We don't have any funding. And again, since it's not like a regular schedule, it's just if you guys share the episodes, people see it. If you subscribe, you'll see it. Otherwise, people really don't know that this exists. So do us that favor. We'll appreciate it. I'm going to talk about, I think it's like five different songs, maybe six. I think it's six, actually. I don't know how to count. We're going to talk about six different songs. I added one last minute because I went, wait a minute, I can talk about Passenger, because I love Passenger. A lot of Passenger's music has to do with like nature and stuff. So just, I probably could have done a whole episode about him for this week, but we're not. These are probably songs you guys already know about or have already heard, or you're like, Josh, duh. And that's fine. Again, I'm musically literate. Everything's new to me. And even if you have heard it, I think sometimes it's just good to be reminded that these things matter and to listen together. I can't play full songs on a podcast, but we can play. We're going to sample a few and just discuss bits of it. And hopefully you guys comment, you guys message me, email me something so that we're able to talk about this stuff together. Because again, I'm not just doing this because I'm like, oh, I don't think they've ever heard. Like, yeah, I know you guys have heard songs from the Lorax. Like, I know. But we do this for community. So I'm hoping you guys reach out and we can have some conversations about some of this. First up, I'm going to do a song that has nothing to do with Green Week, but Chipotle tried to make it about Green Week. Full disclosure, I do work for Chipotle, but I have nothing to do with their decisions on marketing or any of that at all. That's completely above my pay grade. Can't tell y'all anything about how the restaurants ran or any of that. Just want to throw out there, I do work for Chipotle, which is why I know this. It was in like a video I had to watch like early on when I first started working there. They play a Coldplay song, The Scientist. That's actually about relationships and not about green stuff at all. But Chipotle uses it to be like, oh, we need to go back to the basics before we started doing all this processed food stuff. I'm going to do a few disclaimers here. One, I'm very pro-science, just very pro-science. Two, I actually think a lot of the times the additives and stuff we put in our food make it more healthier, safer for people. That's why we started doing it in the first place. So I'm actually not against a lot of that. And that's probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. I'm sorry. I just how I see it. Three, when people are going to be like, okay, but when there's less ingredients in these other countries, see, they're healthier foods. A lot of the other countries don't actually have less ingredients. The countries just don't mandate that people put what all's in the food as much. America, for all its many, many, many flaws, I have a lot of beef with America, especially right now. I'm not trying to be like America's the best, but I am saying, A, I will agree, America should be more strict on what we allow in our foods. We should be. But also, it's not as big a difference as people try to build it out to be. What happens is, same chocolate bar, if it was made the exact same way in America and in a European country, a lot of European countries don't mandate that they include every little detail. They can just be like, chocolate. America goes, no, what do you mean by chocolate? You put down every little thing that went into making that chocolate. So we actually mandate that they include more ingredients. So it makes that contrast worse than really is. It is bad. It's not as bad as people think it is. It's just America wants Americans to know what's in their food, which I think is a good thing. But again, I think to some degree, less chemicals and stuff in our food is good. But also, some of that stuff is added for good reasons. So doing away with all of it probably isn't the wisest thing. And there's probably some version of this where we get rid of the chemicals that's there to make it cheaper for companies, but leave the stuff that's in it to help it be safer for people to eat. Just a thought. I don't know. I think there's various ways of going about this. I think it's a lot more nuanced than people making out to be like, we don't want any pesticides. Do you want bugs in your food? Probably not. Again, there's got to be a middle ground where we don't have bugs in our food and we're also not eating chemicals. There's got to be a middle ground where we're adding some stuff to make it safer for humans to eat, but not adding that stuff so that it just tastes better and makes people addicted to foods that they shouldn't be eating. There's just got to be a lot of nuance in this conversation. I'm not on board with the other tree huggers. I am a tree hugger, I think. They're like, oh, well, no other added stuff. Like, yeah, some of that stuff's there for a reason. Also not on board with a do whatever you want, who cares. Yeah, I'm not of that mentality either. I just think there should be some nuance in this conversation. But Chipotle incorrectly uses this song out of context. It's a song about relationships. But I still like the song. And I still like to listen to it around this time because Chipotle fooled me once. And I just can't get it out of my head that this is the time of year I should listen to The Scientist by Coldplay. So I'm going to start with this since it has nothing to do with the rest of what we're going to be talking about. So just a little bit from The Scientist by Coldplay. I was just song. I do enjoy it. I should have played more of the chorus, but it's a good song. It is about relationships, though. It's about, not trying to make everything as calculated and about the numbers or whatever, and just kind of realizing you've got to follow your heart sometimes. When Chipotle used it for their commercial, it was going back to the start again about not having as much stuff in our food. And I do think we overthink, well, how can we make this safer for people? And we start adding so much, doing so much that's just not the food that it was. Like, we had so much. It's like, is this really chicken at this point? We added so much to make the chickens larger and taste better and all these different things because we think it was bad for people or something. And it's like, at some point, you're like, is this still chicken? I feel like maybe not. And again, I think there's a lot of nuance in these conversations that gets left out. But I do think they're conversations we need to be having about what's in our food. And especially around this time of year, it's a good time to have those conversations. All right. Next up, I'm going to talk about a song from Lil Dicky. And I think everybody knows the song. It might be the greatest Earth Day song. This might be the Earth Day anthem of our generation. Mostly because it's hilarious, but also because it's really good. And it has so many things. Like, it's from Lil Dicky, but you have like Justin Bieber, you have Ed Sheeran. Ariana Grande, I think, is in it for some significant parts. Like, all kinds of people in here. Kanye West is not in it, but Chris Rock makes fun of Kanye West in it. So there you go. A lot of people, and it's just fun. It's just a good little jam. I'm just going to play part of the beginning here because it is an explicit song, but there is a non-explicit part out there for people who want to listen to it with their kids because we love the Earth, right?
What up, world? It's your boy, just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And I just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us Earthlings out there, just wanted to say,
we love the Earth. It is our planet. We love the Earth. It is our home. We love the Earth. It is our planet. We love the Earth. It is our home.
Hi.
And then, you know, you go through and Justin Bieber's a baboon. Ariana Grande might be the zebra. I can't quite remember who everybody is, but, you know, all the different things. Like, I'm this, someone's HIV, you got crabs, and they're just talking about, like, everything in the Earth. They talk about, like, hey, we forgive you, Germany, we love Russia, we love Africa, we love the Earth, the people in it, the animals in it. Earth is a beautiful, wonderful place that we should be really excited about. Like, how freaking cool is it that we live in a place where there's giraffes? You just thought about, like, what a giraffe is? Insane with these tiny little bacterias that make up everything. Like, what? That's so cool. Look at the space, the sea, the sky. Africa is actually just really cool. Russia, really cool. Australia, you know, Ed Sheeran's like, I'm a koala, I just sit around and rest, but so what, I'm cute. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, koalas sometimes make life worth it. And we love the Earth. It's an amazing place filled with amazing creatures, amazing environment. When you see all these sci-fi films and you're like, oh man, that desert planet in Star Wars is so cool. Guess what? That's part of the Earth. When you see, like, you know, Star Trek shows a cool tropical planet that was filmed on Earth, just a different part. Like, our world is so diverse that when we make sci-fi films, we make them whole other planets just by filming somewhere else. But, like, really, that's our planet. And it's just so cool. And that's why we need to take care of it, because it is so cool. That's why I think it's important that we do recycle. We do these little things. Like, I don't think we need to go AWOL and be completely, what kind of water am I using? Like, how am I recycling it? Like, you don't need to constantly be freaked out about it. But I think we should care for it. Not only because the Bible does say it, like God does say, hey, go care for the Earth. It's like the first commandment. Fruitful, multiply, care for the Earth. But, like, outside of that, like, it's just a cool place. Like, there's no reason we should ever be bored. We should ever feel that, like, yes, there's reasons to be sad. Bad things happen in life. But I think it's just important to take time to be like, wow, I live on the Earth. And that is just a really cool freaking place. And then do something about caring for it. Because we are tearing it apart with, you know, greenhouse gases, all that other stuff. Like, we are doing a pretty bad job. We've actually been doing a lot better the last few years. And people don't want to get that out there, because they're like, oh, well, people know that we've started turning it around, they won't work as hard to make a change. And I'm like, no, actually, I think it's good to encourage people. Look at the numbers. We're starting to do slightly better. We could do a whole lot better, but slightly better is something. And just caring for the planet, what kind of energy we're using. When we vote for people, are we seeing what their stance is on electric versus gas, about wind power? Actually, wave power is a big thing right now. I think if we get more research into that, that's actually going to be really helpful. And it's important that we actually diversify. We don't rely only on wind power or gas, for that matter. That we actually diversify the kinds of energy that we're pulling in. It actually makes it more sustainable. So if we have wind, we're getting wave power, or, you know, the water mills. There's a lot of ways that we can harness energy, solar power. If we diversify, that green energy becomes more sustainable, even more sustainable than gas is right now. And so I think it's just so important that we invest in these things, know who we're voting for, and care about this, because the Earth is freaking cool, right? Okay, next up, since Lil Dicky got us a little silly, I'm going to go ahead and do my little bit of animated bits. Ferngully, great film. I've criticized it for being too over the head. I do think that's true. If you want to hear me talk a little bit more about Ferngully, I'll link an episode we did on a different podcast, Cinematic Ecology, last year, talking about our favorite animated green, go green films, or Earth Day films. And Ferngully, of course, made the cut. I won't tell you what number. You got to go listen to the episode. But, of course, Robin Williams is the bat, and he does the batty rap. So we got to listen to a little bit of Robin Williams, because A, I love him, A, rest in peace, and B, it's just a classic. It's just so good. It's just so good. Used and abused me, battered and bruised me, red wires, green wires, stuck them right through me. So hear my batty word, and exercise a little prudence when dealing with... I only played a small part of that, because I just wanted to hear the end, where he's like, prudence, we're dealing with humans. And then she goes, humans? And he's like, oh! It's just the whole setup is so funny to me. But yeah, it's a good song. He's talking about what happened to him, what humans experimented on this bat and how it changed him and why they're afraid of humans now and what they're doing to the forest. Which is kind of the whole point of the movie Ferngully. It's just a fun song. Really, that's it. I don't have a ton to say about it other than it's fun. And I understand we have to do some experiments on different kinds of animals, on different kinds of and different humans. Like there's a scientific process, but we need to be weary of that. And again, I think there's a lot of nuance in these conversations. That stuff actually sometimes is necessary, depending on what the research is. But we need to make sure we're doing it humanely. We're not mistreating animals. We're not destroying the environment or the ecosystems. Because we can lose this really cool Earth that Little Dicky sang about if we're not careful. All right, of course, the Lorax. Got to bring it up. Let It Grow. I know everyone's tired of the song, but I'm not. So we're going to play a little bit of it. I won't make it too long so you guys don't have to suffer, but come on. Come on. Let it grow. I say let it grow. Talking about the little tree.
Brammy Norma, I'm old and I've got gray hair. But I remember when trees were everywhere and no one had to pay for air. So I say let it grow.
What else can you say? Let it grow, right? For those who don't know the Lorax, they've kind of done away with trees. Mr. O'Hare Air, they're like trying to sell people air because now there's not air because we don't have trees. And it's just, you know, we tore them down to have more cities for advancing society, whatever. And now it's harder to breathe. It costs us money. People are selling stuff that comes naturally. Like who owns land? Who owns air? Like what? It's silly, but I think it's an important reminder and also just a fun song. Like it's fun. But yeah, I also great segue into our next song. We're going to get a little bit more serious for the last two here. Counting Crows, again, everyone knows it. Big Yellow Taxi. It's not Green Week if you're not listening to the song for me. This is it. This is the heart of it, right? So yeah, Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi featuring Vanessa Carlton. I'm just going to play, I don't know how much, but some of it.
And a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. And nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be in paradise, put up a parking lot.
It does have like multiple meanings. Like you have that like girl, the yellow taxi took her away, and you kind of get like that. Guys, I love Passenger too much, but you get like that song "Let Her Go" that Passenger does. Like never know you love her till you let her go. You kind of have that like, oh, now I realize what I've lost. But he's also talking about nature. He's like, yeah, we didn't realize we were gonna miss the trees. We're gonna miss nature. We're gonna miss those parks when we tore them down. put up a parking lot, put up the mall. We put up all this stuff. And I'm not against society. I'm not against building. Again, nuance is important for these conversations. I am of that mindset of like, hey, if we tear a tree down, we should plant two more somewhere else. We should have these parks, national parks, these state parks, these places that we're protecting and saying, we're going to advance society, but we're not going to touch this because it's sacred, right? Like God gave us this world to care for. So much of the divine can be seen and experienced through nature. I love going to, it's a state park in Georgia, kind of on Florida a little bit, but it's called Cumberland Islands National Park. So it's not a state park. I'm dumb. Leave me alone. Actually, I knew that because Donald Trump tried to get rid of it the last time he was in office. Good job, Georgia, not letting him. But Cumberland Island is this island I like to go to, and it's just beautiful. There are some homes. It's mostly untouched from man, other than there's some ancient ruins and stuff. But there's these wild horses. There's these, well, not really boar anymore, but there's turkey. There's armadillo. You have these deer. I've seen a white deer a couple times. It's not albino. There's a white deer. Like, it's just so pretty. Sea turtles. The manatees show up here. There's like, I think there's eagle or there's, I know there's some kind of hawks. There's a jaguar on the island. Like it's just so freaking cool. I love going as like, I try to go once a year as much as I can because being isolated, sometimes seeing nature, just being, letting myself be one with it reminds me that the divine, like God is so much more than these concrete buildings we slap up. And yeah, like they're impressive. Like, don't get me wrong. Like if you go to New York and you see the impressive feats of man and you're not like, wow, you're not taken back. Something's wrong. But I won't forget there was a time I brought a group of youth from when I was back doing more church work to Cumberland Island with me. And so one guy, we start pulling up on the island. We're on this boat and he looks out. And usually, almost always, you hear someone be like, oh, it's like Jurassic Park. And this one guy, when everybody else is like, whoa, it's like Jurassic Park, whatever. One guy goes, how can people say there's not a God? And I think that really encapsulates the feeling you get sometimes when you just see how beautiful nature can be. So yeah, like, yeah, let's make these advancements. Let's build the malls and the cities and let's have a good society. Let's also let the trees grow. Let's also have these parks that we're going to say, we're just not going to go there. We won't cross that line. Let's have it. Because God did command for us to be fruitful and multiply. And part of that is having society that allows us to do that comfortably and to continue to progress. But he also said to take care of the earth. That's part of the same first commandment. And I think it's just so important. It's so important to me and my heart because I love nature. And I think that's really sometimes what gets us closest to God is just seeing the beautiful earth that he created. Speaking of national parks. Passenger has so many songs, like so many that are really good for this, but one he does for Yellowstone Park called Eagle, Bear, Buffalo. It's not like my favorite Passenger song. I love it a lot, and it's about a national park, so it fits really well here. Plus, one of my best friends says that's Passenger's only good song. I don't agree with him, but since I know not everyone loves Passenger as much as me, that this is his best song to somebody, so maybe more people will appreciate this one than I was going to do Young as the Morning, Old as the Mountain Sea, but apparently, this is more liked, at least for it's about a park, so it fits.
I wanna go where the sun sinks low, Eagle, Bear, Buffalo. I wanna watch the stars shine on my own. Lay me down in the morning rain, rivers roll by like runaway trains. You can leave me here in Yellowstone.
Yeah, just, music's beautiful. The music in that song is just so beautiful. His voice always gets me, but he's like, yeah, you can leave me here in Yellowstone. Eagle, bear, buffalo, the stuff, the animals that you can see in this park, like it's incredible. And if you're watching the music video, you see that backdrop of the trees, the waterfall, the rivers, and you're like, holy crap, man. What a cool, cool planet we have. We are so blessed. And we need to take it seriously. We don't need to be like, wow, that was cool. Time to move on to the next thing. No, we need to see that, appreciate the beauty, how incredible it is. I can see the eagle, bear, and buffalo at Yellowstone Park and say, man, how can people say there's not a God? I can say, whoa, God is great. And I can say, I still want society to progress, but we're not going to touch that. I think it's important that we support our national parks. We support our state parks. We support recycling, all of these things. It's just so important to me. Again, it's because I love this planet. I think it's important that we listen to these songs and we share in this together, even though, hey, maybe we've all heard these songs a million times. Let's still talk about it. Don't let it leave your mind. Keep it at the front of your mind that this stuff is important. So we can talk about it together. We could sing these songs together, almost like worship, in an affirmation that we still give a crap about this planet. Yes, there's so many other problems out there. I don't fault anyone who's not talking about parks because they're more concerned about Ukraine or they're more concerned about what's happening in Iran, whatever. I'm with you. I get it. If you're not talking about the parks because you're more concerned with other problems, that's fine. Like, I'm not trying to say this is the only problem. But I am trying to say it's important that we sing these songs together. We remember, at least for a moment, even if it's just for Green Week, we still care. We still care. As the human race, as the American society, as Christians, we still care. I think that's important. And you guys know, I'm not afraid to call out stuff by name. I don't think Christians have to be Democrat. I'm not trying to say that. I'm registered independent. Don't think you have to be an independent. And, you know, this is more American stuff. But, like, yeah, you know, wherever you are, like, I don't think there's a specific political agenda you have to subscribe to be a Christian or to be a good person or whatever, to care about the environment. You have to vote this way. And I'm not trying to say that. But I'll be remiss if I don't call out directly Donald Trump's administration, president of the United States in the year 2026 right now, proposed a more than 25% cut to the funding of our national parks here in the United States. And it would be a grave sin for us to sit back and not say anything about that. God gave us a planet to care for. It was part of the first commandment. We're already doing a pretty cruddy job. And then we're going to say, we're not doing enough, but let's cut back and do less. 25% less? 30% less? What? Be a grave sin for the Christians in this country not to speak up and say something about that. So again, I don't think you have to vote one way or the other to be Christian, but I also think if you're a Christian, you got to take this command to care about the planet we've been entrusted with seriously. And part of that means speaking up when the administration, the political administration in the country you live in, is trying to cut 25% of the funding you're sending to the parks when you're already not doing enough. How can you see what Yellowstone looks like? Here, eagle, bear, buffalo. Here, let it grow. Think about the big yellow taxi and, you know, we tear down paradise and put up a parking lot. We hear these songs. We're singing them together. We were like on the same page. And then we can't do that and then turn a blind eye when this kind of thing's happening. I don't think it's right. I'm not saying you have to be like, oh, I'm completely anti-Trump now because of this one thing. I think there's plenty of things to be anti-Trump about. I am very much anti-Trump. I think he is an evil man. Whether or not you agree with me, you should still agree that it is wrong to make this kind of cut in our budget right now and to not care about our planet that deeply, to show that much disregard. It's wrong. So, to combat it, I want to urge people, support your National Parks Conservative Association, the NPCA here in America. Give them some money. Make a donation this week if you can. Write them letters of encouragement, whatever. Just sign your name to something to say, I give a crap. I care at least a little bit. If you can donate to your local state parks, do that. Make a visit. If you can get an REI membership, right? Like, they do so much to help our parks. So get an REI membership, get discounts on some camping gear. Get a national parks pass so that you can go see all the parks and show that, hey, this is something that we as Americans want our parks to stay where they are. So get that parks pass to show our political leaders this is something we care about. You don't have the money. Okay. Write your congressman. Let them know. Even if it's just a little, dear congressman, I care about our parks. I care about the environment. And I think you should too. It doesn't have to be a long letter, but write your congressman. Call in to the congressman. Vote when you vote. Don't just vote like Republican versus Democrat, whatever, if you're in America or whatever other country. Go to those primaries. There are Republicans who care more and less about this. There are levels. And again, I'm not, it's either all in or all out. I will never say that. But I think we're doing a bad job, and it hurts my heart to see that when we see that we're already neglecting this, we want to neglect it further. It really hurts my heart deeply. So I mourned this. I am a little bit sad about it. But for Green Week, I'm still going to be celebrating. I'm going to be singing with you guys. Let It Grow. I'm going to be singing, you know, Eagle, Bear, and Buffalo, and Little Dickies. Like, we love the Earth. I'm going to be shouting that in my car on Earth Day. I think it's a time to celebrate the Earth. It's important that we do that. And when we celebrate, I hope that reminds us we also need to do something about it. We need to care. We can't sit back and do nothing when America, and I'm sure other countries are doing similar things, but at least in the United States, we're seeing this kind of budget cut. We can't sit back and do nothing after we celebrate how cool the Earth is. I think we should do something about it too. We should put our action, our money, our time where our mouth is, where our songs are. So that's my bit for the day. I hope you guys have a great Green Week. I do hope you listen to these songs, celebrate with me, but I just also urge you to act with me, write your congressman, to do, become a member of REI, support your National Park Conservative Association, like to do these things also. Like, I think it's important, but either way, I'm just happy to be celebrating with you guys. What a cool planet we live on that God has entrusted us to care for. It's a good time. But soon, we do another episode of Some Joyful Noises in the future, I think near future. Pastor Will Rose wants to talk about a Wake Up Mr. Crow with me, and he goes on sabbatical in May, so if we do it, it'll be soon. So make sure you're subscribed so you know when that episode comes out, and just be looking for that one. I think it's going to be just a ton of fun. I really do. It's going to be a good episode. Also, great song, has some political themes, but other things as well. So Wake Up Mr. Crow from Switchfoot. That's going to be what me and Pastor Will talk about here in a couple weeks. Again, rate and review wherever you get your podcast so other people know that this show matters. Share it with others so that they see the episode. And then subscribe so you know when the next one comes out, because there's no schedule, there's no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. A music podcast without any of that stuff, it's great. And we guys, we really hope you can join us in continuing to find more music that we can sing along to as we all continue to make some joyful noises together. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Some Joyful Noises, a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. You can listen to other Anazal podcasts with the link that's down below in this show's description. If you have ideas for this show or would like to lead one of these episodes, then you can email us at anazalministriespodcast@gmail.com and pitch an idea to us, and we'll talk about it and see whether or not we can make it work for you to lead your own episode. We hope to hear from you soon, and that you'll help us keep it noisy.